Welcome to the Whitwam Wealth Real Estate Podcast. Today our topic is 7 things the beginning real estate investor should do now.
Welcome to the Whitwam Wealth Real Estate Podcast with Scott Whitwam, your blueprint to financial abundance. Settle in as we explore the mindset and methods for wealth building through real estate.
All right, welcome back. Number one, let's get started right away. Number one is be proactive. As a real estate investor, you need to be proactive. It's so easy just to wait. It's so easy just to say, well, I'm going to wait till the market gets better, or I'm going to wait till the market gets worse. I'm going to wait till this happens. I'm going to wait till that happens. But waiting does not help a real estate investor. Real estate investors need to be proactive. You need to figure out what's going on in the market now. You need to start figuring out your positions, where you want to go, what you want to accomplish now, so that when things do change, you're ready. Because what happens a lot of times, and my phone rings, my email box blows up, people are like, wow, this just happened. Interest rates dropped. Interest rates went up. Foreclosures just hit this. I just heard that there's all this stuff going on in the marketplace. Can you help me now? And then we have to go back through the steps because people weren't being proactive. So as a beginning real estate investor, my recommendation to you is be proactive. Get started now. Number two, education. Education leads to transformation. It's important that you start getting experience, that you start getting the knowledge, you start doing the training, you start to understand what it is that you want to do in real estate investing. Are you going to get into buy and hold? Do you want to have rental houses? Do you want to do multifamily? Do you want to have apartment complexes? You want to do commercial, residential? Do you want to wholesale, or do you want to fix and flip properties? What do you want to do? Get educated. So when the opportunities arise, you have the education or you have the knowledge, you have been transformed by the knowledge so that you can start. Number three, make a plan. It's amazing to me how many people either come into my office or get on a Zoom call with me and they have no plan. They say, hey, I've been investing in real estate for 2 years, but I really have no plan and I'm failing at this. I've been investing in real estate for 5 years. I have no plan. I'm failing at this. Hey, I want to get started investing in real estate, but I really don't have a plan. But every plan starts with a dream. So number one, you have to figure out, what is your dream? Why are you doing real estate investing? What is the purpose? Why do you want to get into real estate investing? There's got to be a dream. There's got to be a reason for it, and you're going to make a plan around this dream. You're going to start to set goals. You're going to get your education, you're going to have the dream, and you're going to start to set goals. So make a plan is number three. I think it's very important. There's so many people. In fact, as I hearken back to a Harvard University study that looked at a graduating class, and it looked at the people who set goals versus those who didn't set goals. And they found that 87% of the graduating class hadn't set any goals. And that of the 13% that had set goals, only 3% had written goals. And they looked at those 3% of the Harvard graduating class who had written goals, and they looked at how much wealth they'd accumulated, they looked at how they had done in their businesses and in their lives, and they were able to determine that the 3% made more wealth and outperformed the 97% who had no written goals. Even when they took the 13% who had at least goals, not all written, that they outperformed the 87%. So having goals is good. If your dreams are just in your head, it's good. It's better than not having any. But you'll never perform to your full potential until you write your dream down and start to write out your goals of what you want to accomplish. Number four, you got to know where you're at. I mean, if you're going on a trip and you don't know where you're starting from, how are you going to get to where you're going? And it's the same thing with real estate investing. If you don't know where you're starting from, how are you going to know where the road's going to take you to? I mean, you just don't get out on a road and start driving north, south, east, and west. If you were at your home and you knew that in order to get to a place you want to go, you've got to go north 4 hours and then east 2 hours, that's perfect. You know exactly how to get there. But what if you're not at home? You don't even know where you're at. You don't have your starting place. You don't know where you're beginning. If you just drive 4 hours north and 2 hours east, you could end up in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, who knows? It's important to know where you're at. You need to know what skills you have. You need to know what resources you have. You need to know, what people you have that you can rely on. And that is your starting place. Once you have your starting place and you have your dream, your destination, you can now build a map between the two. Number five, you need to get to know your markets. If you're going to be a real estate investor, you need to know your market. You need to know what the local market is. You need to know what the market is that you want to invest in. Because you may be living in, we'll say, Las Vegas, Nevada, but you want to invest in Miami, Florida. Well, you may know everything there is to know about the Nevada real estate market, but that's not going to help you when you're getting into the Florida real estate market. It doesn't matter whether you're buying a home to rent, whether you're going to try to break into wholesaling. It doesn't matter if you're trying to buy a property down there to fix and flip it, whatever it is. You need that to know that Florida real estate market. So you need to get educated on the market. So my advice to you is find an investor-friendly real estate agent wherever you're going to do business, whether you're doing it in your backyard or whether you're doing it remotely. And you want to find not just a real estate agent, because there's a difference. You want to find an investor-friendly real estate agent, somebody who understands real estate investing. There's a lot of real estate agents out there who are investors themselves. They are better advisors than an agent that says, oh, I help investors all the time. And you ask them, well, what real estate investments do you do? Well, I don't do any. I'm a real estate agent. I help other people do that. That's not the person I would be looking for. And you don't want to find a new agent. Just because your cousin got their real estate license 2 weeks ago does not mean that's the agent you should be working with in order to help you with your real estate investing. You really need to find somebody who has experience. As a investor-friendly real estate broker, my brokerage is friendly to investors because we have people who do investing in the brokerage. I do invest in the brokerage, and there's lots of real estate agents out there, people who have real estate agents licenses like I do, who are actually investors. And those are the people you want to make the connections with now. They're the ones that are going to get you the multiple listing data. They're going to get you market trends in areas, and they're going to be able to help you understand maybe different communities and all those type of things. The other thing is, get involved with investor groups. Most areas, most major metropolitan areas are going to have some investor groups you can get involved with. Get to know the investors in the area. Find out what they're doing. Find out where they're doing it. Find out how they're benefiting. Find out how the market's treating them. I also recommend that, subscribe to this channel. Follow our real estate advice on Facebook and YouTube, wherever you can. Follow us, because you're going to get tips and advice on real estate investing. And so, there's lots of options out there, for you. But there's lots of ways and ability to get the information you need. Number six, let people know. It's amazing to me that I find out somebody that has gone through one of our coaching programs, but they don't tell anybody. They are a silent, invisible real estate investor. You need to be a vocal and well-seen real estate investor. So let your friends, let your family know. You may say, well, I'm actually not doing real estate. I'm just thinking about it right now. I'm thinking about real estate investing. Well, just start letting people know that, hey, I'm getting into real estate investing and I'm looking for this. I'm looking for this type of house at this type of price, this size. And if something like that comes and it doesn't work for you right now, then joint venture it with somebody. My company does that all the time. We get calls from people all the time. You need to seize the deal when it comes. Seize the day. When the opportunity comes, seize on it. Get the thing under contract, and then contact somebody who can help you joint venture it in your area. We've done those all over the country, joint venture with people on deals like that. I don't want you sitting on the sidelines. This is the seven things that you need to do now to get going with real estate investing. So again, let people know that you're a real estate investor. Even if you've never closed a transaction, you've never bought a home, you are a real estate investor. And number seven is take that action. You will only fail if you don't act. And that's generally the biggest reason why I find that people that go through our coaching program, that they fail is they fail to act. They fail to do anything. You know, we can teach them how to transform. We can teach them how to be the next great real estate investor. But that you have to act. And so number seven is you need to act. And so I invite you, you know, to explore being a real estate investor, you know, today. And I'd really love to hear your comments, any of your questions. We get questions and comments. We read the feedback that we get because we want to see you be successful in real estate. Do these seven things and make sure that you join us on our podcast regularly as we explore the mindsets and method for wealth building through real estate.